are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
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 Ha-ha, we are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm your host, Bandy. With me, as always, is Trey. We got 18 years of combined fantasy football experience, right? Here. What's up, buddy? How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, man. I mean, the playoffs are here, and we're still here. Fantasy's over, but, I mean, doesn't have to be for everybody. We still got daily fantasy. There's some playoff fantasy going on out there, and we're here to help you keep you updated on the news in the NFL.
Absolutely, absolutely. And no, guys, it wasn't the ideal ending to a season for anybody, honestly. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And if you did manage to squeeze through and somehow win the fantasy championship, guys, Trophy Smack here, trophysmack.com/fourthandflex. Man, you need a belt. You need a ring. Any of that good stuff, man, Trophy Smack has got you covered. Trophy Smack, baby. Good stuff. But we're here for a reason today. Hang on real quick. Tommy popping in. Hell yeah. I know Tommy missed this, bro.
What up, Tommy?
Albert popping in. Sup, fellas? What's going on, Albert? How you doing, buddy? And Albert says, you guys think DeAndre Hopkins gets traded this offseason? Stick around, Albert. Stick around, buddy.
Stick around.
Let's go ahead and jump into the headline huddle, Trey. Hey.
It's the headline huddle.
All right, so starting off on the headline huddle, if you hadn't already saw our last video, paying respects to Damar Hamlin and his family and everything that happened, we're great news we have today. The Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin has been released from the hospital and is back in Buffalo. They announced from the doctors at the University of Cincinnati Medical Center that they released him, and he's on Twitter. He got to watch the game from the hospital room. He's doing great. Miraculous recovery for him, which I'm sure he had, you know, the greatest doctors in the world working on him. But I'm just blown away that he actually is already back home in Buffalo. But it's very exciting.
It is. It's super exciting, man. You know, they said he was up and walking around, which is great news. And Damar actually said, watching the world come together around me on Sunday was a truly amazing feeling. That's a direct quote from Damar. McDermott and some of the others from the Bills organization, they came to see Damar when he got back. His condition right now is listed as stable. They also say that recovery for cardiac arrest is usually weeks or months. Damar is ahead of schedule on everything. One more thing before we move on, I wanted to add. So during the Buffalo and Patriots game, opening kickoff, Nyheim Hines, 96-yard opening run back for a touchdown. It made Damar tweet OMFG. He jumped around in his hospital room. Made all the alarms and stuff start going off, man. And that's just awesome to hear, man.
No doubt. No doubt. Glad that he's getting back to full health and making a full recovery.
Absolutely. Much love for you, Damar. Keep healing, brother. Keep healing.
Next we got on our headline huddle is a possible Aaron Rodgers retirement. So Jamal Williams asked Aaron Rodgers for his jersey, to which Rodgers responded with, "I'm going to hold on to this one." Later in an interview, when Rodgers was asked about the jersey and the whole conversation, he said, you know, there are just some jerseys you want to keep. Special events, high-stake games, kind of beating around the bush on being traded or retired. But I think it sounded to me like he's done. Like that was like, I want to keep this jersey because this is my last game in the NFL. And he said he would definitely send Jamal a jersey, you know, a different one that didn't have as much importance.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I know that Aaron Rodgers, his interview after the game was just so quiet and almost chilling, dude, when he's sitting there talking about his future in the NFL. He said that, like you said, he said that his jersey had special meaning to him. He said it was a home game, prime time. That could have been it. Honestly, I was thinking when he did say that, like, Jameson Williams to him is nobody, so why would he just give his jersey away to him? That was my first thought about that when that initially went down. What do you think? Do you think he was just – what do you think, Trey?
I mean, I just think, you know, he said no disrespect to Williams or anything like that in the interview that I watched. It's just that, you know, like he said, some games the jersey you want to keep because it's a special game.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, what are the implications of that? Who knows? But, I mean, he's probably going to drag it out all offseason. You know, for the news and hype and media and all that.
Exactly. And that's exactly what I was worried about, man. Like, you remember, I think it wasn't last year, but the year before that, it was just all Aaron Rodgers all summer long. And I got to be honest, bro, I don't feel like talking about Aaron Rodgers all summer, Trey.
No doubt. Me neither.
But at the end of the game, I will say it did have some, you know, sort of like when Drew Brees retired vibes going on, even when Ben Roethlisberger retired vibes, when they're walking out of the stadium, the way he's like looking up and looking around like Lombardi, my dreams, yada, yada, yada. You know, the way he's hugging Randall Cobb. I mean, it was a strange feeling.
Yeah, no doubt.
Crazy, crazy stuff, man. Tommy says Rodgers ain't going nowhere. $58 million guaranteed, baby.
We shall see for sure. I mean, that sounds like we're sticking around for me, but.
I mean, he needs a little time to, you know, I mean, anybody would. I mean, I need time after the fantasy football season to just kind of chill out and process. And I mean, I know I'm not the only one, Trey. You feel me?
No, I feel you completely. Did you see that Alan Lazard's not coming back? That he act like he was done. This was his last year with Green Bay. Whether he's getting traded or he's retiring or what, I don't know. But he was definitely openly stating that it was his last year with Green Bay.
Ooh, I didn't hear that. Did not hear that. Wow.
And kind of like spitefully saying it. You know, he was like, I mean, that don't matter to me because I ain't gonna be back next year.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, that's processing, you know, there's a lot going on.
Hard loss, hard loss. For sure.
It was. It definitely was. And I mean, I guess the Lions had to, you know, get back at him for that interview when Aaron Rodgers is like to lose against that team. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Last time. Crazy. And Tommy says he's a free agent, talking about Lazard there. So, I mean, I'd like that. I like Lazard going elsewhere next year.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it.
And Tommy also says prayers for Peyton Hillis. Absolutely. Peyton Hillis actually lives around here where I live. He owns a tow truck company in this area. So definitely prayers for Peyton Hillis, man.
Yeah, man rescued his children from drowning and almost cost him his own life. And I heard that like 3 or 4 days after he was still coughing up sand, which is crazy. But I understand, you know, a parent in that situation would do anything to save their kids. So definitely prayers for him.
I thought I heard it was his kid and someone else's kid also, something like that. Did that happen around here?
I don't know that it happened around there because I swear it happened at a beach. And
that's what I was thinking when you said sand. That's where my head went, on a beach. Scary stuff.
Moving on to our next headline huddle, we got the firing of a couple coaches, starting with Cliff Kingsbury. The Cardinals fired Kingsbury as their head coach on Monday, less than 12 months after he signed a multi-year extension with the team. Kingsbury was 28-37-1 in his 4 seasons at the helm in Arizona. Additionally, the team announced general manager Stephen Keim would be stepping down from his position to focus on his health. And Keim has held the role of GM since 2013.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Kingsbury didn't get a fair shake this season. I mean, they were good last season. They had all their pieces there. I mean, Kyler was fighting for a contract, which he got. A lot of guaranteed money there, which is scary. But he didn't get a fair shake. I mean, the first 6 games, no D-Hop. The last few games, no Kyler Murray. I mean, what was a man supposed to do? He did what he could with what he had, you know?
I mean, I get it, but the numbers speak for themselves. 28 wins, 37 losses, and one tie over 4 years. That's time to move on to me. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let's find somebody who can get us a positive season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Clint Kingsbury, you know, he's made tons of money elsewhere and owning property and making good business decisions. So he's going to be okay. He may not even have to coach anymore. So that's good news.
Very true. Very true. The next coach that got fired is Lovie Smith. The team fired Smith late Sunday night, hours after ending a 3-13-1 season with a 32-31 win over the Colts that cost Houston the number one pick in the 2023 NFL draft. His firing will give the Texans a fourth head coach in 4 years. So that's insane. For the players, even, you know, to deal with a new system every year has got to be troublesome. And on top of that, losing the number one pick was just kind of like a FU because they'd already, you know, I'm sure he'd already heard that he was getting fired. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'll show you how to win this game. And they did it.
Absolutely. Lovie Smith gave him the finger on the way out the door. I love it. I mean, he knew, I think, going in that he was just kind of the coach to fill in the slot in a rebuild year. Nobody expected the Texans to do anything. But I'll tell you what, Lovie is going to have 3 years of money now, though, to work with, you know, 3 years paid.
No doubt. And you know, a lot of people I've seen where they were saying, like, it doesn't really matter that Houston won. Like, this number one pick is not a big deal. They just get the second one and the Bears will get the first one. But now that opens up all these teams that can trade for that first spot that need a quarterback, because obviously the Bears don't with Justin Fields. But now that opens up for, I mean, you know, you've got the Colts can trade, could trade for him. I think even the Tennessee Titans might try to go for that. That spot there.
Anyone, you know, who needs a quarterback, yeah.
No doubt.
Anybody. I mean, there's tons of them, really, but I love it. I love the way he went out. I mean, whether it was, you know, he was doing it out of spite or what, I mean, it's just a beautiful ending to the story. You know,
and what
I mean?
Was the guy's name? I think it was Adkins or something that caught the touchdown and the 2-point conversion. Akins. And they were Akins, and they were like, he's gone too. Like,
did they say that?
They're talking about, yeah, like he needs that, like the fans were calling for him to be moved on somewhere else because he, you know, a lot cost them their number one pick.
The Texans, man, what are you doing over there? So while we're talking about coaches, though, Sean Payton is on the rise again looking for a job. Denver Broncos actually, you know, got a request and approved to interview him for their coaching job. What do you think about that?
That would be exciting for me. I mean, you saw the way he coached Matt Stafford up and you put Russell Wilson in the hands of Sean Payton. Maybe it works out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sean Payton from the Saints.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, Sean Payton is an offensive genius, though. So, I mean, it makes perfect sense. And the Broncos seem to start getting things moving after they let Hackett go. So maybe Hackett was the problem.
It's very possible.
Who knows? Who knows?
But moving on to our last headline huddle, Albert, you brought it up earlier, and it's DeAndre Hopkins trade rumors. The Arizona Cardinals are reportedly going to try and trade wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins in the offseason, per Jordan Schultz. He still has 2 years and $34.36 million left on his current contract. Hopkins is expected to ask for a restricted deal, whether he remains in Arizona or joins a new team. That's insane. Like, I mean, I understand it completely. You know, Hollywood Brown, I really think that Hollywood Brown did it well without Hopkins. And when Hopkins came in, he, like, was nothing. And so maybe they need a little switch up there.
I mean, yeah, Hopkins in 9 games, think about this. He had 64 receptions, 717 yards, 3 touchdowns in 9 games with what? Having Kyler maybe 3-4 games tops?
Very true.
I mean, he's 30 years old. The problem is, though, he's a $30.75 million against the cap for next year. But the Cards have no head coach right now. They have no head coach. They have no GM. So, I mean, it had to be upper ownership that's actually talking about getting rid of him, right?
Right.
I mean, it's crazy. I tell you what, though, there are teams that definitely want a piece of some Hopkins.
Yeah, I've got Green Bay as an option. If Aaron Rodgers stays and everything like that, or even if he doesn't, I mean, they need a solid WR1, and they don't have it. You know, Christian Watson is special, but I don't know if he's wide receiver one material. The Patriots, obviously, I think is a good move. Like I say, they don't have like a solid wide receiver one. Jacoby Myers is really just a PPR monster, and he can't really get those deep shots, you know, Mac Jones wants to give. The Bears, I mean, I think that would put the Bears in playoff contention if Hopkins went there. With Justin Fields needing somebody, Chase Claypool ain't doing him nothing. Mm-hmm. And then the Ravens I have as my last possible landing spot because they are also in need of a wide receiver one.
I don't like that at all. I don't like the Bears, and I don't like the Ravens. I mean, D-Hop, man, he's 30 years old. He needs to be on a team with a quarterback that's going to throw him the ball. Tom Brady stays in Tampa. I would love to see D-Hop getting the ball thrown to him from Tom Brady. What do you think?
I mean, yeah, maybe. There's a lot of mouths to feed in Tampa. They just picked up, six great receivers. So, I mean, it'd be hard to believe that they go out and get another one, but who knows?
Who knows? Who knows indeed? Julio will probably retire this year if he knows what's good for him. But I mean, Hopkins and Brady, I think, could have a connection. Hopkins can go up and get the ball, even with Brady's struggling with his accuracy as of late. Hopefully he stays in Tampa. Nobody believes he's going to stay in Tampa, so there's that. But yeah, I love it.
And that's the news that y'all needed to know from the
absolutely NFL. Absolutely. That is the headline huddle, guys. Hey, if you stay here on this video, it's going to automatically redirect you to our next video, which will be starting in about 10 minutes. Guys, if you haven't already, please like this video, subscribe to our channel. Guys, we're giving away this Aaron Jones signed jersey as soon as we find out who's going to the Super Bowl. And that's what we're talking about next, is our 2023 playoff predictions. We're going to show you our brackets. We're going to show you who's going to be in the big game. Stay tuned, and you're going to get a little piece of that action, Trey.
Yeah, and we got a couple spicy picks. So if y'all want to come over there and discuss and tell us why we are dead wrong, come check it out.
Absolutely, absolutely, guys. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you on the next one.
Peace.
You've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go.
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.